Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you.
Officials told Channel 3 Saturday morning there is no timeline set when investigators will be done searching the trash plant in Hartford, but said the search could wrap up by this coming week. So first we heard it's wrapping up, and then whoever told Channel 3 this on Saturday said there is no timeline, but probably this week.
Right.
I don't know what that means.
I don't think I know what it means.
I think it means they told someone they're wrapping up, and then people were disappointed by that news, and then they say, well, there's no timeline, but yeah, we're probably wrapping up. Investigators cannot confirm if they found anything at the trash plant.
Jeez.
I have some pictures taken from the trash plant. I had to promise not to say where they came from, but I'll post them on our Chaz and AJ Facebook page if you
want. Yeah.
Picture of all the trash you could think of that they have to go through, and then like times it by 100.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's pretty insane.
It's tedious, yeah.
Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection Commissioner James Rovella said that investigators are confident Fotis Doulis and Michelle Traconis were in Hartford on May 24th disposing of garbage. There are about 800 cameras running in Hartford 24/7.
Wow. Wow.
Seems like a lot.
It does.
800 cameras.
800.
How bad is that neighborhood?
Yeah, I heard that neighborhood's not a good neighborhood.
800 cameras. Well, it's 801 if somebody stole one.
Officials also said they're going through roughly 30 to 35 tons of trash a day.
Tons.
Holy moly.
Damn, man.
A day.
That's a stinky job.
But very important.
They described the search as an out-of-the-ordinary task. I would feel like that's an understatement.
Yeah. Yep.
And said the trash they've been searching through is already ground up, making the job more difficult.
Oh,
God.
Man, this guy knew exactly where to throw this stuff.
Yep.
Because it gets ground up, then it gets burnt. Gone forever.
Yep.
An investigator said search and rescue dogs are specifically trained to identify human remains, blood, and bodily fluids. Investigators are searching the facility 15 hours a day.
Man, God bless him.
As many as 25 to 30 investigators are working the case on a daily basis. They have been tight-lipped over what they've found. We're talking about this yesterday. Saturday, I was running into people at Road Ready.
Yeah.
They were like, don't stop talking about this. I'm like, I'm too interested in it to stop talking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully, they have a lot of information, you know?
Yeah, at least get something.
I'm hoping that, you know, the next news alert is they've arrested him.
I would love to see that, too.
That'll come first before we hear they found something or they've located a body. It'll be he's been arrested, and then we'll find out how they got the warrant, and we'll hear what the evidence was that got the warrant.
Yeah.
Does he still have an ankle bracelet on?
Yeah.
Okay.
She does as well.
Okay. I feel like that's important.
Can you shower with that?
You got to be
I guess
to.
So.
I think it's waterproof.
Yeah. Otherwise, yeah, you take a bath with your leg.
Yeah, because if not, you just take a bath. Like, I don't know what happened. I took a bath.
Yeah.
I fell asleep in the tub.
Right.
Yeah.
Trying to be a responsible member of society here.
I'm guessing you can't get on an airplane with that, right? Because that'll beep when you go through the metal detector like, hey, you're not supposed to be going anywhere, are you?
Exactly, yeah.
He's probably not even supposed to leave the state.
No, I don't think he is. Yeah. I think he has to check with people.
Yeah.
Like a probation officer or something. Yeah. Well, I think investigators probably feel like, well, we're going to get him on the evidence tampering charges. He'll be in jail for that. So we don't have to rush through this murder investigation.
Yeah.
Once you charge him with murder, the process begins. So you better have a case tight enough to withstand.
Yeah.
You don't want to let him go.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to mess this up.
You don't want to mess that up.
No technicalities. No.
So the New York Post did a big article on it over the weekend, and it's like pages. It's big.
Wow.
Big.
Wow.
Big. Yeah, big.
They covered a lot of ground, and I'll go over some of it. Jennifer Dulles was afraid for her life before she went missing, a friend told the Post. The mom of five was a, quote, nervous wreck. After filing for a divorce from Fotis Dulles, her husband of 13 years, in June of 2017, quote, she knew how enraged he was that she took this step. So on June 1st, Fotis, 51, and girlfriend Michelle Drakonis, 44, with whom he had a year-long affair while married to Jennifer, were arrested for allegedly tampering with evidence. That's the bags that were going into the garbage. And then when they found some of the bags had stuff with the missing mom's blood on it, like a sponge and
rags and whatnot.
Yeah. They also broke up, according to Fotis attorney Norm Pattis.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how a relationship is possible with these circumstances, he told the Post. Fotis's team is on the attack, suggesting that Jennifer's disappearance might have come from the pages of Gone Girl, the 2012 novel about a woman who fakes her own murder and elaborately frames her husband.
Absolutely not.
That's a new one.
Yeah, and this is where, you know, Norm and I, like, I...
Absolutely not.
I know him. I like him as a person. I would never be able to do this job for this specific reason.
Yeah.
Well, his job is not to prove innocence. It's to provide doubt.
Right.
You know
That's
what I mean?
It.
Yeah. Right. Right.
No, I know, and I wouldn't be able to do this. So part of it is, hey, the person who's missing or the person who's dead, whatever the case is.
Yeah.
You have to just create a lot of doubt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that means disrespecting the person who was murdered.
Exactly.
The actual victim.
Exactly.
And unfortunately, it's part of the process.
Like, that's the part of the job I wouldn't be able to do.
No. Yeah. I totally agree with you.
I'd rather be on the other side working for the state, but I don't think you make a lot of money working for the state.
No.
I think it's a tremendous amount of hours, and you're not making lawyer money.
No, you're
making
not.
State money.
Which is nothing. They owe you.
Can you Google what a state
But your heart makes? Is full.
I think it's better, but it's also dangerous, right? You put someone away for a long time. What do they do when the sentence comes out? They look at you like,
right.
I'm coming for you at some point.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep.
No, it's a thankless job.
Yep.
But, you know, there's a lot of things that Norm threw out there in this article, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, no.
Just, oh.
Nope.
We were texting back and forth over the weekend. I'm like, Jesus.
As defending attorney, he's really good, though.
Mm. Well, and the only reason I read this is because it might be a real thing. Norm told the Post that Jennifer penned a 500-page Gone Girl-esque manuscript years ago, which he admits he hadn't read yet. And I spoke to him yesterday on the phone, and his plan is he's on vacation. And, you know, I think it's a vacation away from the office. It's just work away from the office.
Yeah.
You know? But he plans to read that in the next day. He added, without producing any documentation, that Jennifer had a troubled past and blah, blah, blah. And he goes on and all this stuff. I'm like, oh, I don't know, man. Probably a lot of this stuff coming from the husband, right?
I guess.
Right? I don't know where it's coming from, but it doesn't make much sense to me.
Oh, well, who's going to say bad things about her now? The husband. The guy who's looking at potential murder charges.
True. When looking to stay outside.
Yeah.
Not inside.
The family laughed. Their response was, it's a classic act of desperation to slander the victim.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
So in a motion seeking custody of their children, now ages 8 to 13, Jennifer wrote, quote, now this is in a legal motion. I know that filing for a divorce and filing this motion will enrage Fotis. I know he will retaliate by trying to harm me in some way.
Ugh.
During the course of our marriage, he told me about sickening revenge fantasies and plans to cause harm to others who have wronged him. She said Fotis had recently smuggled a handgun from Florida and that he spoke of flying a plane over an ex-client's home and dropping a brick on it.
My God.
A brick.
Nice guy, right?
But wait, if you're a good builder, dropping a brick on a house isn't going to do anything, is it?
No.
Doesn't that say something about your building capabilities?
Well,
it's like what's going to happen? A house is going to fall if you drop a brick on it?
What size, and he blew the house down.
All I need to do is drop a brick on that house, and man, that house is gone.
Well, what size brick is it? Well, although it'll hit the roof, and you'll need a skylight for it, you can put it in.
Wait, what's that? The diapers for now for what just happened?
No, I said you drop something on the roof, it's going to need a skylight. You can put the skylight in. It's called work, job security.
Gotcha. So
he gets revenge, and he gets hired again.
Exactly.
Right. Okay, I got it now.
That's good.
Oh, okay. Oh,
I got revenge, and I got another job.
See, it's shrewd. Very shrewd.
I feel like there are better ways.
Yeah.
I just wish there was something else somebody could have done for her. I mean, she had all these feelings back then. I just... You know.
If this guy is in her backyard a couple of days before she disappears with the kids, I don't know. How bad could it have been, right? Like, if you feel like you're in danger, you wouldn't invite him over.
You'd have a restraining order for one thing.
Well, sometimes I think you go out of your way to try to accommodate your kids.
For the kids.
Right. So if they're like, well, where's... Right, right.
Yeah, but the mom is rich. You can hire an armed guard to be there while she's watching the kids.
Yeah. Quote, I'm terrified for my family's safety, Jennifer wrote in court documents, especially since discovering the gun, since my husband has a history of controlling, volatile, and delusional behavior. Jennifer also wrote that her estranged husband threatened to take two of their kids to Argentina, where Michelle, the girlfriend's ex, owns a resort, and hide out on the slopes. Quote, where everyone wears masks every day and are indistinguishable from one another.
Great.
That's awesome.
When you're thinking like that and you're saying stuff out loud.
Yeah.
He thought it out.
That's what he's not saying.
He thought it out.
Yes, he did.
What?
I just...
Ashley's about to pop a gasket over there.
Yeah, I know.
She's like, she's touching her head.
It's just like, it's so, in my mind, it is so obvious what happened. And
right.
I just want him to suffer in the justice system.
I'm so angry.
No, I feel like we're all frustrated like this.
And so frustrated.
You know, it's interesting. When you talk to someone about this, there's no debate. There's no one's like, oh, there's no way he did it. There's like, he didn't. Why would he even? There's no art. Like, the only person saying that there's no way he did it is his attorney.
And himself.
And he's paid to say that.
Right. He got money to say that.
Right. Yeah, pay me money. I'll say anything. Yeah.
No one's volunteering like, hey, man, you know, if you look at the facts, I don't know. Yeah. Could be. Blah, blah, blah. No, stop. What attorney was it? Was it Maddox who was like, yeah, the one person out of 7 billion on the planet who has the most to gain by her death was dumping things with her blood on it
right.
The night she was missing.
Right.
Like, what are the chances he's not involved?
Oh my God. Right. I don't know.
Zero?
Apparently he's a neat freak. Just wanted to clean up.
Pretty remarkable audio of a balloon crashing. First, let's talk to Drew in Monroe. You have a story about the lottery?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Morning.
So not a player myself. Occasionally I'll grab a scratch off. Sorry, AJ. But I had this guy. I worked at a drugstore when I was younger, and he would come in. We had the lottery. We had our normal people that would come in and do their regular stuff. This guy came in every day, had a nickname Lotto Mike. He'd peel off a bankroll of $100 bills, and he'd play close to $1,000 every day.
Wow.
He wants to be rich.
So I tried to get his backstory. So he'd come in. He had one crazy eye, and he'd come in a tie-dye Jim Morrison shirt with sweatpants. And it got to the point where we had known his numbers. We'd written them down. We would play all the quick flips for him, and then he'd want us to do all the numbers manually, so he'd double what he was spending right there.
And did you ever find out where he got all that money from?
Supposedly, the story was that his grandmother owns hundreds of acres right outside of Disney and cashed in when they were building the properties down there.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Good timing, Grandma. Wow.
Yeah, so it was, he just came in and he was like, yeah, smoke weed every day, and I'm supposedly a construction foreman, but I don't have time to work.
I don't have time to work. I'm too busy playing the lottery and watching People's Court.
$1,000 a day.
Exactly, and it was, he would come in a couple times a day. He'd grab a bunch of the quick flips there, and then he would play lotto tickets on top of it. Well, I never saw him won. I never saw him win anything more than a couple $100 at a clip, though.
Wow. Damn.
Trying to support his habit.
All that money down the toilet.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. It was. I think it was more fun for him.
Was his job.
Yeah.
He got up. Like, there was nowhere to go, nothing to do, no results to check, no standard to adhere to. It was like, I get up, I go down, I buy tickets, and then I come back, I smoke some weed, and I watch TV.
Had a tough day.
If you could spend $1,000 a day and, like, not worry about it, is that how you'd spend it?
No.
I don't think that's how I'd spend it either.
No. Not that much money, I'm already set.
No. Yeah.
Do other things.
All right. Thank you, Drew.
All right. Have a good day, guys.
You too. All right. Rogue hot air balloon at Missouri Festival leaves one injured. Has anyone seen this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing I thought of is Ashley and what I've been saying all week.
Exactly.
They're horribly unsafe.
She's picturing wearing a long, big hat and everything and a dress and romantic and having a picnic basket and having lunch. No.
That sounds lovely.
This was sent in by a lot of folks. The first tribe member to send it was Joe Riesinger. Thank you, Joe. This is cell phone video taken. It shows a crowd of people watching as the green and black hot air balloon in the air heads toward them. And you could see that they're starting to figure out, like, oh,
hey,
this isn't good. Because first they're like, oh, look, oh, boy, that looks like he's coming in.
Coming right at us!
What was that game in the 70s? Like, it had the ball. It was like bowling, but it had a ball on a string. And it was like Skittle or, I can't think of it. It was like bowling, but it had a ball on a string. And you would, you know, so you weren't rolling it down the alley.
Oh, yeah.
It was, anyway, that's what it looked like. This basket came in and just knocked everybody everywhere.
Yeah. I want to say Skittle Bowl.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Yeah. All right, here's the audio. Okay, and this is why I'll never, ever, ever go on a hot air balloon.
Didn't it sound so relaxing, Chaz? It really did.
No, that didn't sound relaxing to me.
That's a good time right there.
Yeah.
And the best that they could come up with is it had to be the wind because the pilot is an experienced balloonist.
Right. Now the wind.
Balloonist.
So, all right, great. Had to be the wind because the person in the balloon knew what they were doing.
And why have experience then?
If the wind's, you can't go left or right in a balloon. You go up or down.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
Slowly.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we better go up.
Now go down.
As this guy's coming down, you can see he's got like the full torch engaged. Like he's trying to get any kind of height that he can.
Yep. Yeah.
And he's just coming in so fast.
You know, horses were a great method of transportation, but we figured out better things since then.
We did.
I feel the same thing with balloons.
Right.
Maybe at some point it was good to see, you know, and over enemy lines and in some early war.
Yeah.
But there are better things to do now.
Exactly. Think Hindenburg. Boom.
Right.
They're just so pretty.
Yeah. That seems relaxing.
Yeah.
But it definitely says a lot about just people in general. Like, this balloon's coming down, and they're like, oh, look at the balloon! And no one moves until it's just way too late.
I mean, it was coming in hot!
Yeah, it was full speed and coming at a downward angle. And I don't know, how long does it take you to look up, see that, and say, this is not supposed to happen?
Gangway, kids, I'm out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys would have looked around like, where's Chaz?
Right.
I'm already driving down the road.
There he goes.
Here's the news report.
It didn't take long for an excited crowd to realize this hot air balloon was coming
in. I disagree. I watched the video. No, it took long.
That's how we hit them.
These people were stupid.
That's how we hit them.
And people just running over children like, get out of my way, kid. I'm out of here.
Well, you know, they're young.
Yeah.
It didn't take long for an excited crowd to realize this hot air balloon was coming in too close, too fast. At Saturday's bicentennial celebration in Hannibal, Missouri, it was the last balloon landing of the day.
Here, that was the best one.
Save the best for last.
Save the best for last. Yep.
It's the only one people are going to remember at
this
point.
He was the finale.
That sucks to be that guy. Did you see him almost get knocked out of the basket?
Oh, my God. Yeah, it hits the ground.
Yep.
Like, he's moving.
It almost threw him. It almost flung him out.
He ricocheted, yeah.
He almost got dumped.
Yeah. He held on. I would have been like, I'm out of here.
Really.
Goodbye. See ya.
Why do you hold on? Let it go.
He yelled, you see, Ashley, probably safe.
So, yeah, it hits the ground, and it kind of bounces back up into the air a little bit. And if you watch that first clip that we just played before we started playing the news report, if you watch that angle from whatever vantage point that person had recording on their phone, as it goes back up into the air, the basket hits this mother right in the back, like yeah. right on her shoulder blades.
She's
and she
holding
her full yeah. forward right onto her face.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She has a good lawsuit.
Yeah, yeah. She does.
And then in the story that I'm reading, it's like it grazed a tree. Oh, no. It went right through two trees.
Yeah,
it right. plowed right through
yes,
them.
It did.
Like a branches cracking.
Yeah.
Like, it grazed?
Right.
That's not grazed.
Yep. The guy looked like a bush in a basket.
God. That tree's like, no, that was not grazed. I'm injured.
Yeah.
Graze is how a goat eats.
I broke a limb.
You're going to see the tree in right. court with a neck brace.
Yeah. I broke several limbs.
That's right. With a broken limb
yep.
and a neck brace.
Yep.
Here, you see the balloon hit the ground, the pilot nearly thrown from the basket. Almost immediately, it's airborne again. Crashing through a tree, cutting through this crowd of people as they dive to get out of the way.
See, they had it right. Crashing through a tree. That's yeah. what happened.
Yep.
Right. Yeah, my story says grazing a tree. That was not a graze.
Yeah, it was a crash.
I was actually kind of impressed that the balloon didn't pop going through the tree the way that it did.
Right. Yeah, and like if you're that guy, aren't you like, oh, good, that'll pop the... Oh, son of a...
Right. I know, I'll aim for the tree.
There I go, back up.
That'll stop it. Damn it!
Also, while we're talking about it, so balloons, not aerodynamic, can't move left or right, just up or down. But the basket, like, if you're going to hit the ground, there's no, like, safety.
Nothing.
Like, it's just a basket you're like, that you're standing on.
You're a picnic lunch being held by a balloon.
So, like, if it's going to hit the ground right. at a high rate of speed, like, you're going to absorb all that impact. There's
yeah.
no, like, rubber on the bottom of that.
Yeah, because wicker withstands impact really well.
Yeah.
Spring system or something under there.
I just love that it's, like, a little wicker basket in the sky.
At least put a friggin' bumper on it.
Yeah, like AJ says, it's a picnic lunch being carried by a balloon.
Exactly. Yeah. You're the ham sandwich.
Right. It's pretty sick when you look at it, and then you look at one from like 200 years ago. It's like, well, it's exactly the same.
Did not change design at all.
Right.
No.
Like, you look at anything from 200 years ago, it's gone. Like, it's obsolete.
Yep.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Like, whatever we were using for, like, medical, like, look at medical stuff from 200
oh,
years ago.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Don't
it's
do
like
oh,
a
my
saw
God.
And a hammer.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't drill holes in heads anymore to
right.
have a headache.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
it,
like, a doctor's, like, a tray in an operation room back then was, like, a drill.
Yep.
and a shot of leeches.
Like, a hand drill.
Yeah. And a shot right. of whiskey.
Pair of pliers,
yes!
a shot of whiskey.
Yep.
Right.
Bite down on this bullet.
Yeah. And you look at a balloon from 200 years ago, then look at it today. Like, wow.
Same balloon.
It's the same exact thing.
Did
well, the pattern's a little nicer.
Yeah, yeah. The wicker's a little more extravagant.
All right.
Yeah.
Doc, I got a fever. Can you help me? Yeah, just throw a couple leeches on your forehead. You'll be
basically,
fine.
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Including one woman who appears to be holding a child. Finally, a group of bystanders are able to chase the balloon down and pull it to the ground.
And it went flying in between two other trees, and you could see people kind of scattering, and you could hear gasps from the crowd.
Amazingly, officials say there were only...
Wow, that was some real insightful dialogue there.
You can hear
someone
gasps.
Who was there. Yeah, because we couldn't see or hear any of that from the video, so thank you for enlightening us.
And who uses the word gasps anymore?
Right, that's yeah. true.
Gasps. There was gasps coming from the crowd.
Yeah.
You know what I haven't heard yet in any of this is that, like, there's no warning also from this pilot, this certified pilot. Like, you're coming down in a silent balloon. You're not on a helicopter. You're not on a plane. Like, people can hear those things.
Yeah, that's a good point.
There's no warning like, we're crashing, get out of the way. There's none of that.
Yeah, right. Shouldn't he be yelling?
Yeah.
Get out of the way.
Save yourself.
I want to yell the world's longest S word.
But Captain was in like total denial. We're fine. We're fine. We're fine.
Yeah.
Totally fine.
He's got the, he's got his hand on that flame, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. We're fine.
And he goes, I meant to do that.
Right. Why wasn't he yelling? Get out of the way.
He was supposed to be crapping in the basket.
Yeah. He doesn't look like he's calm and has things under control. He looks the opposite.
Yeah. He looks like totally out of control.
Well, he's an experienced balloonist. Oh, really?
Till this moment.
That's good to know, because if that's what an experienced one does.
Yeah, but experience at what? Crashing?
Well, now he is.
I've experienced several crashes in the last year.
Yeah.
He didn't say experience at what?
Oh, man. What are they just going to say? Well, you know what? That's not such a good idea.
Yeah, balloons are good for kids to hold on a string.
Right.
Now people get inside a wicker basket and become lunch.
In that story, they mentioned a bunch of other balloon crashes.
Yeah.
Amazingly, officials say there were only a few minor injuries.
Oh, at that moment, there were a few.
Yeah.
Today, at the lawyer's office, there's like 400.
And the folks with traumatized assault.
Some people will be like, well, you weren't even at the fair. Oh, yeah, I know, but I'm having nightmares.
I watched the coverage. I'm traumatized.
Yeah.
The event organizer says high wind is likely to blame, telling NBC News the pilot is FAA certified.
Yeah, okay.
But in the past, other hot air balloon incidents have proven more serious, even deadly, including this 2014 crash killing three people near Richmond, Virginia, and this one 3 years ago.
And the one that they're showing there,
yeah.
You could see the balloon coming in, like, to the power lines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this one 3 years ago in Austin, Texas, killing all 16 on board.
16!
Well, they shouldn't be 16 people up there. What are they, packed like sardines in a little basket?
Can you imagine being in that basket with 16 other people?
Oh, my God.
Really?
Like, I don't know. What fun is this?
None.
And then they saw the power line coming.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Ugh. You know, there should be some kind of, you know, like Phil said, rubber on the bottom.
Something.
In case you come in on a hard landing.
Right.
And then some kind of release. Like, okay, we're going to take our chances and we're not going to hit the power lines, but it's going to hurt.
Exactly.
You know?
Right.
We're just
going to drop.
Because if you're low enough to hit power lines.
Even with skydiving, you have a backup chute. You know? Like, it's like, hey, this one's not working well. We're going to cut this one. We're going to fire number two.
And again, they haven't thought any of this out.
No.
It's like, yeah, what we were using 200 years ago, that seems pretty good.
Old school.
Hillbilly needs to borrow something from her neighbor. This voicemail was received at 5:50 in the morning.
Jim, Bob, baby, I hate to do this. I really do.
Wait, what?
Is his name Jim, Bob, baby?
Or Jim, Bob,
is it
baby.
Jim, Bob, baby.
Jim, Bob, baby.
I'm picturing a hillbilly baby with a cigarette in its mouth.
Or a hillbilly doo-wop band. Jimbaba baby. Jimbaba baby.
Jimbaba
baby.
Yes.
Jimbaba baby. Jimbaba baby. It's like an Elvis song. Jimbaba baby. Jimbaba baby. Jimbaba baby.
That sounds great.
I love Jim, my Jim Bob baby. I love my Jim Bob baby. I love my Jim Bob baby.
Jim Bob baby.
Jim Bob baby.
Jim Bob baby.
Jim Bob baby. Right there is Jim Bob Baby.
Jim Bob Baby.
Jim Bob Baby. Hey, named him after a song by Elvis. Jim Bob Baby.
Jim Bob Baby.
Jim Bob Baby. Jim Bob Baby. Jim Bob Baby. Jim Bob Baby. Jim Bob Baby. It's like he's drowning in the water. Like bubbles.
You got the Elvis
name.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
To do this, I really do. Jimmy, but I'm here and I'm. I need to borrow
All right, so where is here? I'm here.
I'm here. I'm on the other end of the phone. I'm here. Just look at the other end of the tin can, the wires. You see me waving? There, I got our cell phone. You want a mobile? You need a longer wire.
I guess that should be the surprise in this, that she has a phone.
Yeah.
Jim Bob, baby.
Jim Bob, baby. Jim Bob, baby. Jim Bob, baby. Jim Bob, baby.
How long can you do that?
Jim Bob baby, 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 ba
All right, so I guess forever. I thought there'd be some flubbles. Apparently not.
It actually makes your lips tickle.
Imagine Elvis on one end of the can with the wire.
To be a flubble in that kind of voice, like it just sounds like he's just freestyling.
Well, there's
it.
Nothing
it's like a little
but
solo.
Yeah. Right. There's nothing but flubbles. Jim Bubba
Baby. Jim Bubba Baby.
All right.
Jimmy, but I'm here and I need to borrow a pack of cigarettes from you.
Cigarettes.
I need to borrow a pack of cigarettes
borrow
from you.
Borrow a pack? Are you getting them all back?
The kids want breakfast.
I like how she's just going for the pack.
Right.
It's like, can I borrow a few cigarettes? No, I want 20.
Right, exactly.
I need to borrow 20 cigarettes. It's going to be a long day.
Till I get to the store at 7 a.m.
Right. Just call them 5:50 in the morning. I need a pack of cigarettes.
Yep.
No, she says you got to borrow them.
She's
going to give them all back afterwards.
I'm a chain smoker.
You know, I ain't got no way out of here. And I ain't got, can't get to the bank to get any money.
I like how she paused. Like, yeah, what's that stuff in they keep in the bank?
Oh,
I don't have any of
it. The filter green stuff.
What is that they put in the bank there? Oh yeah, the money.
That bank better have my money.
Any money.
Jim Bubba Baby.
Is she saying Eddie money?
It does sound like it.
If I could walk on water.
Who's that guy who does two tickets to paradise?
Any money.
It does sound like that.
Any money. Who did we have a good time with at the Milford Oyster Festival?
Any money.
Okay. Who was so drunk they fell off the stage once?
Any money.
Thank you.
All right, let's hear the rest of this.
Could you lend me a pack of cigarettes and I'll reimburse you?
Reimburse you.
I like that.
One cigarette at a time.
Let's go with the fancy word, reimburse.
I'm a reimburse you.
Yeah, makes it sound official.
Right, I'll get it back to you.
That's when you burst someone second time.
Adam Ferrara is in studio. Top Gear, Nurse Jackie, Rescue Me. Everybody knows
I need
him.
You to call me Maurice.
Maurice.
Because some people call him that.
I really love your peaches, Adam. Mm. Really want to shake your tree.
Okay.
And then he left.
That's where he went.
We're good. Pickup line.
You started
That's
it.
Up.
Oh.
That's Ashley.
Ashley's back.
Where's Ashley?
She's back around the corner.
You haven't met her yet.
Yeah.
She's actually a...
You joined the Coast Guard, too?
No.
No. No, she's in CIA.
Wow. Can't even see her.
Nope. Yeah. She's good, isn't she?
Obstructed view.
Wow. She's actually standing right in front of you.
Look at her.
Yeah.
He's coming in here. I don't want him looking at me. Thanks.
She's pretty transparent.
So what did you bring for AJ?
I'm going to be at Barrett Jackson at the Mohegan Sun Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I'll be doing a live broadcast at barrettjackson.com.
Excellent.
And come see me, baby. We got cars. Yep. I got a pass for you, whatever you want to do.
Oh, awesome. Yes.
Yeah. I'd have a pass for you, too, but you just turned your nose up at me. Said, no.
Yeah.
I'm not coming.
I'm going on vacation. I'm going to sit for a couple of days. I have a house surrounded by 25 acres of trees, and I'm just going to sit there.
Are you
going to
sit there, grow a beard, and write a manifesto?
Exactly.
Yes, he is. They make a few bombs.
The manifesto is going to be like, how many beers can I drink?
Yeah, no, I'm going to start my vacation at Mohegan Sun for the Northeast Auction.
Right. So you go there, you camp out. It's like going to a Grateful Dead show,
right? Yes, it is. I live there, yes.
So when do you arrive?
I usually get there maybe about 11 o'clock. Whatever time I get released from here,
Drive right there.
I go straight there. Yes, I have my stuff with me. I got my little pack. I got my, I got like those little wet nap things there, so I can like take a shower in
the
parking.
That's so.
He takes a shower in the car.
That's good.
I take a shower in the parking.
It's a whole bath wipe down.
Exactly. Yes. Basically, yeah. Like our soldiers are in the Middle East. We can do it too.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's basically
most guys. It's not really a bath as much as it's getting rid of evidence.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. So I get rid of evidence. In the parking garage.
I'm guessing, Adam, you have a room.
Yeah.
Oh, he has any room?
I got a toilet in the shower, too.
Do you have any room in your room for AJ?
What? No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. No. We're good friends, but we're not staying together.
I have a few wet naps from a clam bar.
Yeah, no.
Okay, very good. That'll work.
Yeah, get that lemon scent. It's awesome.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Like I said,
AJ, you guys could shower together.
The key. Again, no. The key is to find a parking spot in the parking garage.
So if Adam said you could sleep on the couch,
in a corner,
you'd sleep in your car.
It's uncomfortable. I mean, we just got to know each other.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not at that point yet in our lives.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Right. No. And you can tell. I don't have to look at him right now. I can tell right now he's not interested.
What?
Exactly.
I'm hiding like the Phantom Lady's voice. I don't want him looking at me. Don't make eye contact.
Phantom Lady.
That's me.
But no, the Phantom Lady.
You find a corner parking spot in the parking garage.
You have it all planned out.
And that's my house. My Dodge Durango is my
house.
They
have cameras in there, though, AJ.
Yeah, well.
So you stay all weekend.
Yeah.
You sleep in the car all weekend.
Yeah, we used to do that when I was, because I grew up on Long Island.
Yeah.
So we would drive down to Atlantic City.
Atlantic
we lost
City.
A lot.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
We lost a lot, but I used to like taking Joey's Z28 because my friend Joey's the headrest came out.
Yeah.
So you could push the button, take the headrest out, turn it around, put the seat back, and you had a pillow.
Exactly.
Nice.
Huh. Exactly.
Because we never won enough money or lost enough money to get a room, either comped or paid for. We never had that.
Right,
so we're always sleeping in the car.
So you'd stay there for the weekend?
Nah, we'd make it overnight and we'd be slumped over a crab table and never time to roll.
That's when you know you have a problem when you're there at 4 a.m. and they're like, I'm sorry, you have to leave.
The Durango is long. I dropped the seats, the rear seats on. It's like a nice bed.
Mm-hmm.
And I just lay there. You crack the windows up and open so you don't like suffocate in there. But it's usually pretty cool because it's in the shade.
You know what it is, too? It's that smell. Like when you open, like you won't notice it, but if somebody else opened the door and got in, you're like, ooh, someone's been living in here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. But it's
the stink of a stakeout.
Exactly. Basically.
That's right.
Basically, right. Yeah.
That's what did Jeff Fox say? Because he opened up the like he was there when they opened up a space shuttle door.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he went in and he's like, it's the smell.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah.
The space shuttle.
Ass crack and reentry?
Exactly, right. I've got Dunkin' Donuts for breakfast right there. There's a ton of places for lunch and dinner.
All right, you got it all planned out.
Exactly, yeah. So I just kind of mull around and look at the cars.
It's a big deal to have the Barrett-Jackson Auto Auction coming to Connecticut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like it stops at every state.
Yeah.
No, we did Arizona, West Palm, Connecticut, then Vegas.
Right. I think this is the fourth year they're doing it here.
Yeah.
And so did you hear what Adam said when he offered you a pass? So this is probably a good pass if it's coming from you.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Like he can get down on the floor
or
whatever?
Come with me. If you want, I'm doing a live broadcast. Come Saturday, sit on a live broadcast.
Oh, I will certainly do that.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
This is
shade.
This is
red carpet.
Your nipples are always hard.
I know, but Adam don't know that. Yes.
This is like you're walking in the middle of a conversation.
And you didn't want to.
You don't know why they're hard. Right. I know it's not Steve Miller.
That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome. Thank you. Yes, yes, and yes.
Yes, so please come.
I will.
And there's a lot of great cars. I think I'm driving a Ford GT Tuesday.
Really?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah, I got an email.
So what, they schedule you to drive cars?
I'm here now. I came in a day early to see you guys.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I'll go see you guys because I had to get to you before you get on vacation because God knows what you do with that.
Exactly
house.
Right. Yeah. No one knows.
Now I'm hearing a woman's voice that I can't see. So. this is weird. I've been coming in too much. Now I'm in your imagination. So I got in last night. So what will happen is I'll take a camera crew with me and I'll shoot a bunch of stuff. And then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday are the auction. So I'll be at BarrettJackson.com, and I'll be doing the live broadcast. Every 15 minutes, I'll break in with whatever we sold, whatever records come in, and I'll show you some of the stuff
cool.
I shot.
Like updates.
So even if you can't make it to Barrett Jackson, just go to BarrettJackson.com, and you can watch the whole thing.
The whole thing.
So yeah.
They're doing cutaways to you, basically.
Well, yeah, they cut away
awesome.
To me. Me and April Rose from Maxim Magazine.
You've
seen April
back?
On the butt. Yeah, she's back. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And they can see you, too.
Nice.
Adam Ferrara's in studio. You
hello.
Know, Top Gear, Rescue Me, Nurse Jackie, Stand Up, Legendary.
Oh, I got a show coming out. I got a show coming out on CBS All Access called Why Women Kill.
Really?
With Lucy Liu. It's coming out on
it's
CBS
It's a show
All Access.
Show? Or,
yeah, TV show. It's like an hour drive. It's from the guy that did, it's Mark Cherry, the guy that did Desperate Housewives.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it takes place in three different decades.
Now it's Killer Housewives.
Yeah. The 60s, the 80s, and today, and I am in the 60s section.
Nice.
And I play Leo. I own four dry cleaners.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Leo, how you doing?
How are you? They give me a hat, and I try to talk him into getting me a 62 Caddy. I said, no, my character, he would really have a 62
four
Caddy.
Four dry cleaning stores, you definitely would.
That's right. He's got money.
Exactly.
You know?
Right.
Yeah,
and I should be able to take it home so I could stay in character.
Yeah.
Right.
And they looked at me like this and going, you got a 55 Fairlane. Get in the car. I said, all right, fine. I'll take it.
I'll take it.
Right. So, you wouldn't have a brand new car.
I thought dry cleaning stores. I would think so.
Yeah, why not?
I'm
like the white George Jefferson.
Exactly.
Yeah, you would be a showboat, right?
Right.
You would get, is that the car that you would get from that decade?
That's what. Yeah, 62 Caddy is one of my favorites.
That's a good looking car.
You know why I like
my cousin Vinny.
The
taillights, it has that center taillight with the round. You still get the DNA from the 50s and that round part of the taillights.
Yeah.
You get that Jet A's pin, those pins.
You can kill those things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really, really
yeah.
straight.
Sharp fins in those things. Would you get the convertible?
No, I'd get the hardtop.
Really?
If I get the convertible, then I got to buy a team of hairdressers to put in the back seat so my wife can get her hair done.
Gotcha.
Whenever we get to where we got to go.
Gotcha, yeah. Because
that's the way you make decisions
for the hard time,
now.
Yeah.
Like, I was going to buy, whenever I get there.
You're right.
Yeah.
I have a convertible Shelby, and it's the same thing. Like, if we're going somewhere fancy and I want to take the Shelby, she's like, can we leave the top down on the way there?
And then take the top down on the way back.
On the way back.
Yep.
She's like, touch the hair.
Hey, why you got to touch the hair?
Right. Yeah.
That person looks threatened in the passenger seat.
Dean in Terryville.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
AJ, I was at Mohegan Saturday night. They have some great, great gear for Barrett Jackson.
Oh, yeah?
What, it's arriving? Yeah. So it's there already?
Yeah.
It's there already. I'm actually in the process of looking at purchasing a 32, either 32 or a 36 Ford.
Nice.
So that's cool.
When it's here, you guys will see it at your next event.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm totally there.
So you're going there to buy that?
You're going
to
bid?
No. I'm actually going someplace else.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
I just happened to be at Mohegan Saturday night for something else, and I saw all the gear. I'm like, I need to buy a couple of hats. I did.
Yeah.
It's a great family day.
See, I bid on that. I bid on the shirts. What I do. The lady says $30. I go, sold.
I bid on one of the hitters when I was in Arizona. I sat next to him. They shot a little piece of him bidding on a car and how he's doing it. And it's not my money, and I'm sweating.
Right.
I'm sweating at this whole thing. These guys are throwing money. It was a 54 Caddy, where the gas tank was in the rear light.
Yeah,
it opened
pops up.
Yeah. So he's bidding on it, and I'm like, I'm sweating, like the money's going. I said, I can't take it.
Yeah, it gets, give it away.
When you're sitting there, it really gets exciting.
It does. My buddy Tommy DeGrand dropped an F-bomb last year on live television because he was trying to bid in this one car, and the bidding assistant was not paying attention to him. So the car sells. My buddy walks off stage, and you can see playing the stage. He goes, what the F?
Right.
The camera and everything get caught. I'm like, we still play the video every now, and then I'm like, Tommy, look at him, drop the F-bomb again.
What the F? What are you got to do to bid on a car there? Do you have to register, right?
I think, you sit there, you raise your hand, you spend your money.
Yeah,
that's it.
You have to have a certain pass.
I think it's a bidder's badge.
Is there some financial information you have to fill out first?
I think there's a guy in the back going, where's the money?
Exactly. Right.
Where's the money?
Excuse me.
It's a guy named
Get over here.
We got to run some numbers on you.
It's going over here.
Did you say you were going to give me this money for this car?
Hey, you said you were going to
buy a pinky ring?
You're going to buy the car or what? What's the matter with you?
Right.
Hey, what's the matter?
God's sake. You know what? Don't waste my time. Go back and sleep in your friggin' Durango and stop wasting my time.
you're a stinky guy that takes
and you smell. Take a couple of wet knocks and get out of my sight.
You take a bath with the stuff you're using. Have a lobster, for Christ's sake.
God's
take a goddamn bit off.
Wasting everybody. What are you hungry? All right, fine. I know you're hungry. Mom, make him a mini pizza. Get the hell out of here.
Do you wash your whole body with the wet naps, or do you, like,
just
select areas?
Just the business district?
The necessary areas.
What are those?
Armpits, crotch, and butt.
Now, where do you put the one that you? So you're in. So someone happens to be walking by your Durango.
You don't do it in, yeah, well, yeah.
They you, might see you wiping your butt with a wet.
Well, no, you bring those. You go in the bathroom. You
walk by
Harold. Hey, I think he took a dump in the ashtray.
No. you go to the bathroom. There's bathrooms there. You go in a stall and you do it.
You know why? Because you're a gentleman.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. That's,
do you bring a change of clothes, pajamas, or it's just same pair both days?
No, you bring a change of clothes, of course, you fluga. Yeah.
Like, what do you bring? So I bring
another pair of jeans, another pair of underwear, another pair of shorts, another shirt. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If my hair gets messed up, wear a hat.
Right.
If I can't take a shower there, I'm going to play a shower.
Right.
You get dressed to go to Barrett Jackson, but here you're wearing flip flops.
I'm looking at your feet right now.
I
wear flops.
Welcome to my world.
I wear flops all the time.
Like, I want to see man feet.
Good morning. I'm going through life in shower shoes.
Shower shoes.
I'm not wearing flip flops.
I'm not a flip flop guy.
I don't want something, that thing right between your big toe like you have. Ugh.
They call it a thong.
Is that what they call it?
It's the toe thong.
Yeah, I don't want a toe thong.
I don't want a toe thong.
So, Barrett Jackson, huh? Good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Adam, make sure you catch AJ early in his
I'm going to get Jackson. Him pre-wipe. Yeah, if you're going to come on, you want to do a live broadcast, you're more than welcome, my friend, but sit next to me, pre-wipe.
Oh, no, I'll be nice and clean.
So if you see Adam on BarrettJackson.com.
I'll be nice and clean.
And his eyes are tearing, and AJ sitting next to him. You know it's like day two of
I don't stink.
Wipes.
I'm good. Right. I just do it as a precautionary
How far is
move.
Your house that you got to Durango
with? I'm about a mile away from here.
I'll pay for a car service. Go home and wash
yourself. I'll find a shower before I see
you. If you guys want, anyone go to theadamferrara at gmail or my website. Send me an email. Take a look at the docket online. Send me an email of the car you want to see. And I'll go take a picture for you, and I'll post it up online for you.
Get out.
Yeah, nice. I got a bunch of people from...
What if like 1,000 people do it?
They have. So I take the morning, and I take pictures of them, and I make
really?
Sure that they get to see the cars. They
talk about full
That's
service. Awesome.
That's very cool.
Yeah, it's fun, because you know car guys.
Yes.
We're just, you know, it's yeah. like... this
you
is
can look at thing. Anyway.
You get
yeah.
excited. It's, look, in my neighborhood, all you had to do was, like, lift the hood, and just a bunch of guys would come over and stare. Like, what
right.
do you think?
You know who
it
they was are. The bug light. Know. You don't even know
yeah.
who they are.
Yeah, you want to get all the guys in the neighborhood around you, lift the hood.
Yeah, that was it.
So AJ's going to be staying in his Durango.
Shea Durango,
and
yeah.
showering
yeah.
with wet naps. Shea
Durango. Exactly. Oh, that's French.
Shea Durango, yes. Yeah. It just sounds nice.
Donnie in the truck. Donnie.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey.
Good morning, Donnie.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, AJ, I live in East Haddam. I live right behind the Gillette's Castle on the river. I don't know if you know of it.
Okay.
I know where it is.
Yeah, and I live right. It's right off of Route 2. You take Route 2 in the back way. You can go right into the.
Okay, Route 2. Yeah.
So let's start with the end of the call and then work our way back.
Mm-hmm. Come by.
Okay, so.
Can you pick me up something? I'm hungry. Go to Lou's lunch.
Now, I guess we're going to bring out pizza or. No, but Donnie, why are you calling?
What's up, man?
You can have my camper for the weekend.
You know, the camper?
There you go.
Wow.
I got a Ford E450. You get in it, you drive it, and you can go to the back seat all by yourself, and it's yours if you like to use it. You can just come to my house.
But you don't get you don't go in the back seat while you're driving it.
No. You just put on autopilot and
yeah. No. Autopilot doesn't
yeah.
do that.
Yeah, like one of those Men in Black.
Right.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Came with a black guy, but he kept getting pulled over.
I think it's like 13.6 or 12 feet high, so just don't go to McDonald's and drive through. That's
I was going to say it's not going to make it into the parking garage area.
No, there's a whole separate camper parking.
The camper
area.
Parking, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Okay, Adam. Can get you in there somewhere.
I'm not going in the camper with
no,
him.
No, he's not.
It's like a guy with a cast on his arm going, "Can you help me get this couch in the back of the van?"
Yeah,
that right. that doesn't.
Yeah,
end no, well.
Yeah. Here, slip this rag first. Yeah.
So this, I'm guessing, has a shower and a small kitchen and a toilet.
Yeah, it has all the amenities. I got the AJ thing. It got all the
amenities.
Things you need. there it is. And you, it slides out. The living room slides out, and then the bedroom slides out, and you're in your own little castle.
I'm picturing that now.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Right.
You're in your own little castle.
Awesome.
Right behind Gillette Castle.
I want an Airstream. I want an old.
Yeah.
An old Airstream.
Oh, yeah. Those are cool.
Yeah.
Look at the Hindenburg.
I'm starting a podcast because it's 2019, and, you know, I'm on the cutting
you're,
edge.
Of course, wow, yes. You're way ahead of the curve on
yeah,
this one.
Yeah. But yeah. My wife is more comfortable with the house, so she's building a studio in one of the garages. So that I have three garages. Not one of my cars are in them because I got a wife.
Right.
So the one shot I had is gone now. But I was going to get an Airstream. I'm like, you know, we'll get an Airstream. We'll put it because I got a really big apron in my garage. So put an Airstream in it. She's like, I don't know. No convertible, no
why,
Airstream.
Why is
does she
no?
have an accent?
What?
She doesn't
does
no, she's very soft and gentle.
Oh, right. Right. Okay.
That was soft and gentle voice.
That's my soft and gentle
voice. All right, Donnie, I have a feeling.
And my mother's voice is this. You want a mini pizza?
Exactly.
Why is that guy sleeping in a truck outside our house? Those friends of yours?
That must be fun at dinner. You got one yelling on one side and the other one you can't
That's
hear.
That's the thing. Here's the thing. When I went to see my wife's family, when you leave the house, because you think everything is normal.
Right.
You know, I got married. I didn't know that anything was wrong with me, and my wife had a list. You know?
She broke it out right away.
Yeah. But when you go to someone else's house, I remember having dinner with her family. I'm like, God, it's so quiet.
Right.
Don't you people drink?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Chewing.
Is there drinking?
Doesn't
is there yelling?
Does anybody owe anybody money?
When does someone knock a lamp over?
Yeah. Mom loves all her children the same?
Right.
What's wrong with you animals?
Something's wrong here.
Yeah, where's the rug to sweep everything under?
No one's right, and you're waiting for that moment where it's like, oh, they are normal. Yeah. They're waiting for a fist fight.
Yeah, no one smacks one inside of the head with a ring hand.
Yeah.
But I've been partners with AJ for almost 24 years. I can tell by his tone he's not going to take you up on this camper.
That's okay. I just wanted to offer.
I appreciate it.
It's a nice offer.
I got my rhythm, but I appreciate it.
He's got his rhythm. He's got
my
his rhythm. Thing.
I got my
That's
thing.
That's great. He's got his thing.
I got my thing.
You don't want to move all the stuff you used to cook the meth out of the way.
Well, he spent a whole year collecting wet naps.
He's like,
that would be hysterical. AJ borrows the van and then gets arrested with like 100 pounds of meth.
But where do you think this story's going? He's like, I have a camper in the woods.
I didn't even see that coming.
This is going to end.
You used the baby wipes. I didn't see it coming. You used the baby wipes. It works great. You smell
How did I
fresh?
Not see that one coming? That's right.
I have a camper in the woods. Please bring a lighter.
Right. So he has to. He's trying to get this meth van that are known by investigators to Mohegan Sun so he could sell some meth. It's like, oh, I got it.
I got this guy.
You get that radio guy to drive it.
He's two stories.
This guy showers in his Durango. This is going to be easy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Shea Durango. Shea Durango.
Shea Durango.
1998 Shea Durango.
Yeah, go to the event and make some money, AJ, you know?
Right. So you're going to drive a Ford GT?
I think so. Yeah, I think that I know I'm doing something with the GT on Tuesday. Hopefully they'll let me drive. They're really cool.
So you're there all week.
Are you driving the newer
I came in
one?
Last night. I came in a day early to do this with see you guys. I'll start shooting. Wow. I like you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I do. I want to raise some money to get you up home.
I can use money.
The AJ fundraiser.
Yes. Get AJ a nice Chevy Silverado pickup.
We had him living in a box last year.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow you think that you're going to drive this?
No, Tuesday I think we drive it because the auction is live Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, today's Monday.
We do a bunch of pre-production stuff and we shoot a bunch of stuff and then I drop it in for the show.
It's tomorrow Tuesday?
Yes, tomorrow's Tuesday. And I'm doing this thing again called Talk to Me Tuesday. I do it every Tuesday on Facebook, 9 o'clock your time. Go to my Facebook page. Let me know what car you want to see, any questions you want to ask. We turn on the cameras.
Are you driving
Talk to Me Tuesday?
Are you driving with the newer GTs?
I don't. I believe 2005. No, I believe it. I believe it's the new one.
Okay.
AJ's got it.
Those are sick.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Even the 2005 was sick.
They are.
Yeah.
I like those better, actually.
But this one, really? Because this one looks like it should drive off of a spaceship and like probe a planet's surface.
Mm-hmm. No.
It looks like somewhere there's a button you could press and it's like the wheels disappear and it just flies.
That's the coolest thing is the ignition button.
Yeah.
I used to like the ignition up on the dash because like...
right.
I used to like that NASCAR, in the older cars.
Yeah.
But the ignition button, actually, the Aventador, the Lamborghini Aventador, has the red switch cover over the top like a missile.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
that's
the dumbest
cool.
thing that brings me so much pleasure.
Right.
I get in there, I'm fighting crime.
Yeah. Fire up the Batmobile.
Yeah. See, I thought the 2005, they got it right. You know, it looked like the old version, but it was like updated.
Yeah.
That's mine.
I love that one too.
I always wanted the Camaros to go with the second gen, the body style, like the 70 Camaro.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would like to see that one. Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, that one would have been cool.
They had the Camaro looking nice and then they ruined it. They put some kind of stupid like slot in the top there, like there's two like bubbles, and then
it's too long for me.
They ruined the front. They squished the puss down a little bit. They had it right the first year, and then
I like the incarnation because I never cared for the taillights on the Camaro because they had the square outside frame and then the moons, the half moons. I was there's too much going on.
Exactly.
Stop.
Yep.
What was your first car?
Well, there's two stories. My first car was a 1970 Coupe de Ville. That my father turned into a plumbing truck.
Nice.
The trunk is certainly big enough.
Well, here's what happened.
Yeah.
It was a 70 coupe. It was that army green.
Army
green one.
Chick magnet.
Yeah, and my mother flicked a cigarette out the window, and it came back in, and we didn't know it. The next day, we wake up, and there's smoke coming out, just billowing out of the car at a driveway. It looked like we elected a pope.
It did.
Just smoke.
Oh, thank God. John Paul.
Yeah, so we came out.
Our Cheech and Chong sitting in the car.
We took the seat out of it. And we just, my father and I yanked this, and we saw we can get lengths of pipe in here. Half-inch copper pipe to run from job to job to job.
Yeah.
So there was no back seat. We took everything out. We put lengths of pipe between the two seats, went under the dash, put all the tools behind it, and that became the plumbing truck. I took my road test in that car. My father was teaching me how to drive, and he's like, all right, listen.
You had to
when
park
you take
that.
Your road test. Yeah. He's like, don't slam on the brakes because the torch is going to hit you in the back of the head. And they'll probably fail you if you do that.
That's a motivational factor.
That's the best.
Yeah.
Well, that helped you with the test.
Oh, yeah.
But that was the first. And it never really drove by the time I got it.
Yeah.
It was just, you know.
Oh, so it was promised to
you. It was promised to me. And then when I finally got my license, it was like, it was tired. And So I never really got to drive that thing. But my grandfather passed away, and in my family we have the dead relative inheritance program.
Yes, of course.
I
like that. Right.
So I was next. So I had an 81 Dodge Aries K.
Oh, an Aries K. Yeah. The K car.
I'm trying to picture that.
The K car.
That's the box,
it's
right?
It's crap with a K.
It is.
Yeah, that's the box.
But it was new. It was front wheel drive. It was white. Two-door SC coupe with velour interior.
The transmission
special
was
edition,
hood, right? There was
yes.
no bump in the floor.
No, because it was front-wheel drive.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. But it was that plastic 80s.
Yeah. Just, ugh. Hard to look cool in
my
that.
My friend had the LeBaron version, so it had a little bit of like really crappy like padded roof on it, like a like a Landau top and Landau windows.
Yeah.
Yep, and it had like plush seats, like a really bad couch from Sears.
Yeah. Have we asked Ashley what her first car was?
No, we have not.
What was your first car?
My first car was a little red 2001 Volkswagen Beetle.
Okay.
Got a Beetle thing going on, huh?
Yeah. Apparently. Yeah.
Was it, and how did you acquire that?
It was a gift for my 16th birthday. Yeah.
You got a car? Look at
you. You got a car?
Yeah.
I didn't think that actually happened.
Get out of here.
He's living in Odon.
Oh, my God.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.